Hello and welcome to the Helix Reviews Podcast. My name is David Arrington, bringing you reviews from a Christian geek worldview, and today on the show, I'm going to be talking about Blue Beetle, the latest DC Comics movie that was saved off of streaming. It was supposed to go straight to the HBO Max, but nope, saved out of streaming and put out into theaters. Is it good? What do I think? Well, here's the review.
Excuse me, Mr. Reyes? You finished scraping the gum off that lounger or what?
Everything right now feels so out of reach.
You always land on your feet, bro. You're Jaime.
They don't get out much.
Blue Beetle. An alien scarab chooses college graduate Jamie Rise to be the symbiotic host, bestowing the teenager with a suit of armor that's capable of extraordinary and unpredictable powers, forever changing his destiny as he becomes the superhero known as the Blue Beetle.
Guard that with your life, but do not open it.
You went in to get a shop, and all you brought back was a hamburger?
Okay, I don't think it's a burger.
You haven't looked? How did you get it to do that?
I think he likes me.
It's on your face! Get it off!
Herman.
Themes, messages, ideas. These are some of the themes and messages and stuff that popped out to me while I was watching Blue Beetle. Now, this is definitely not the kind of movie that is going to leave you thinking or pondering deep thoughts, I don't think. It's more focused on the fun. It's more focused on the adventure and not so much on telling a thoughtful or really deep kind of message or story necessarily, but some of the ones that popped out to me here, definitely a family focused movie. This is, you know, it's talking about how, you know, family is more important than money, family is more important than a job, you know, family is more important than having power, you know. And so, you know, it's a very much a kind of a family first, put your family over, you know, everything, prioritize them kind of movie, which I think is good. That's a good positive message in here for sure. There's another message that's kind of like sticking to your principles in extreme situations and stuff like that, which I think is positive. Again, none of these things I think are going to get you thinking way too deeply, but they're very much present in there. I do find this part interesting. They appear to be Catholic, the family here, or at least like some of them do. Like the grandma of the family is the one that most seems to say some Catholic things and stuff like that. She does the sign of the cross, and then there's like pictures of, you know, Jesus and Mary and stuff on their walls and stuff. So they appear to be Catholic, but then at one point they're talking about in kind of a grand kind of way, and they're talking about the universe doing stuff. They're talking about, you know, the universe decided this kind of thing, making it more sound like the universe is God, more of a, you know, a humanist or just the universe or the world is God or whatever, like, and there is no God over the universe, really, you know, the way that they were speaking there, which made me go, okay, that's interesting, considering that they kind of, you know, set them up to be Catholic, I guess. They never go very deep into it. They never really mention God or anything much. At least on a surface layer, they appear to be Catholic, but then they're talking about the universe doing stuff, which is kind of a, you know, anti-God kind of way of saying stuff in a way. So I found that interesting. I think, honestly, probably the Catholicism stuff in here has more to do with the cultural influences of this is a Hispanic family and stuff, and the cultural influences of Catholicism and the Hispanic community and stuff is definitely there. And so I think that's probably more where some of that stuff is coming in. And I don't know that he's Catholic in the comics. I don't remember that. I've read some of the Blue Beetle comics and I don't remember that, but perhaps he is. But my guess is that stuff is coming in more from a place like that rather than the creators behind the movie really being Catholic or Christian or anything. That's my suspicion anyway. Overall, though, I think this is a pretty good, positive, family-focused movie.
What is going on?
I just want to rock.
It's called the Scarab. It's some kind of world-destroying weapon. It's designed to protect its host.
This ain't what you want.
Sometimes it does what you want, and sometimes it doesn't.
Body out of here.
I like Blue Beetle in the comics. I think that he's a cool character. This is the version of Blue Beetle that I know. There's other versions of Blue Beetle that have been out there and stuff too, I know, but I don't really know those versions too well. This is the version of Blue Beetle that I've read in the comics before, and I liked him. I think he's a cool character, and so I was looking forward to seeing what he was going to be like on the big screen. That said, you know, DC has kind of been a little bit hit and miss with their movies and stuff, and they've definitely, I think, been faltering a little bit more recently. So I went into this hopeful, but not necessarily with like super high expectations. And I think that this movie was a lot of fun. Now, this movie feels much more akin to a Marvel movie than it does a lot of the DC movies that they've released. It's a lot more lighthearted. It's a lot more comedic. It's not focused, again, you know, kind of like what I was saying in the thematic section, it's not focused on being the darker, more serious kind of thing that DC was really trying to go for a while. And then after that, they were just kind of hodgepodge all over the place. This one, it toes the line between, you know, being serious enough that it's, you take the story seriously and all that kind of stuff. It's not over the top comedic like something like Shazam, but it's also lighthearted, fun, comedic kind of movie making, very much in the vein of Spider-Man. I think that this movie is very comparable to some of the Spider-Man movies. Blue Beetle is kind of DC's version of Spider-Man in some ways, and that kind of comes through here. You know, he's the young, energetic, and funny, and also kind of family focused, or all of those things are both kind of Blue Beetle and Spider-Man's kind of things, and those are things that I really enjoy about both of their movies. Man, I love the family focus in this movie. I love the family. The family is so much fun here. He lives with his parents, his sister, his uncle, and his grandma, and their dynamic is so entertaining and so much fun. You got a diverse group of characters, but they all, you know, love each other and are rooting for each other, and, you know, when he starts becoming Blue Beetle, and you see, you know, their reactions of kind of freaking out about that, but then also, you know, encouraging him and rooting for him and all this stuff, it's just really good, really well done, and really, like, heartfelt, you know? And a lot of the comedy comes from them. A lot of the comedy comes from their dynamic. And like his, you know, his uncle is hilarious. His sister is really funny. And, you know, so some of these character relationships and dynamics are just very funny and really create this great heart in this movie. Blue Beetle himself, Jamie Reyes, is great. He is very easy to root for, very likable, and again, a character that is very focused on the family, and he, you know, early on in the movie, he's like, oh man, my family has this problem, and I want to fix this problem, and so, you know, that's kind of his motivation through some of the movie and stuff, and it's well done, and it makes him just so, you know, easy to root for and stuff. A great character there. The villain in here, Omac, I enjoyed his character. I think they did some interesting stuff with him, though, to an extent. I think they also kind of fell into the trap of, oh, you know, this is the first, the first movie in a new superheroes franchise, and they kind of almost always do, oh, this is the darker version of the hero. So you got the light version of the hero, and then you got the dark version of the villain of somewhat the same kind of hero or somewhat the same kind of powers and stuff. And I think they kind of fell into that trap a little bit here. That said, I enjoyed his character arc. And then there's kind of a bigger behind the scenes villainess too. That was decent. That was pretty good. There's some great action in here. I like the way they made Blue Beetle in here. They straight out of the comics, but the way that, you know, the way his suit looks is great. The the way he can, you know, fly around, use the laser beams, and the tentacle kind of things that come out the back of him is all very cool, very fun, and makes for some really good action in here. The way that they did the Scarab, again, I think is really well done, because it's not just a suit, it's not just something that he controls, but it also kind of has a mind of its own. It is sentient, so it is kind of, it's working with him sometimes, but then sometimes it's like, well, okay, we got to do this now, and it just kind of does its own thing with his body in there, and he's like, whoa, wait a minute, what are we doing? You know, and it makes for a very fun dynamic with him and his suit. I also like that they kind of set up a legacy in this movie. They hint that there is a past of Blue Beetles, you know, so it's like they hint that, you know, he's not the first Blue Beetle, but there has been Blue Beetles in the past, which I think is cool, and I think, you know, I would be curious to explore that in future, you know, Blue Beetle movies. What, you know, what did those people do in the past or whatever, and if they're in the past, is there, you know, potentially is there other Scarabs, or, you know, what's more around this? So build up some of the mythology around Blue Beetle even more would be cool, but I like where they started with in this movie. So this is either one of the last movies in the last DC universe, or this is one of the first movies in the new DC universe, because they made this for the previous universe. They made this for the Zack Snyder DC universe, starting with Man of Steel and going through that. They made it for that universe, but then just recently, James Gunn, who's working on the new DC universe that's going to be a reboot, said, hey, we're excited for the future of Blue Beetle in our DC universe. And it's like, oh, wait, so now he's in the new universe. This is technically like the first movie of the new universe then. Okay, that's kind of weird. Again, it doesn't make any sense in that they weren't like planning it or anything. It was just like, oh, this movie is here, so I guess we're just going to shove it into this new universe, and it doesn't exactly give me hope for a cohesive universe that they're building in the future here. That said, this movie was very standalone. Like, it didn't really tie into the rest of the DC universe at all, beyond maybe a mention here or there, or, you know, a reference to Superman or whatever, which presumably, you know, Superman's gonna be in the new universe too, so it's not like that's like a big deal or anything that can't be adapted into the new universe and stuff, right? So it all works, but it is just kind of a weird thing to shove it over into the new universe. That said, I am all for that, because I thought this movie was really good. I really liked it. So if I'd like, I want to see future Blue Beetle movies and stuff. That said, it is not doing well in the box office. And I think part of the reason for that is because this is like the end. This is supposedly kind of just the end of the old universe, you know, in the same way with The Flash and stuff, where it's like, this is just the end of the old universe. Who wants to watch that? What's the point of watching that, basically, when the new universe is around the corner, which will be the new big thing that will actually potentially be leading to something, whereas I think a lot of people's perception of where we're at in the DC universe is none of this is leading to anything. You know, I mean, I think that's what people's perception of these movies are, if I were to guess, you know. Now, that said, I hope they are leading to something, because I really liked this. I thought this was a great start to hopefully a new superhero franchise, and hopefully, you know, hopefully if this movie doesn't do quite as well as they're expecting it or wanted it to do, hopefully it can do well enough, and then he can be at least in some, like, team-ups or something down the road in the DC universe, and potentially could get another movie after that or something, because I really enjoyed Blue Beetle, a good, fun adventure.
I think I cut a bus in half.
The Scarab chose you, but it belongs to me.
The love you feel for your family makes you weak. I just wanna ride.
Blue Beetle is rated PG-13 for sequences of action and violence, language, and some suggestive references. I would give it a 4 out of 5 stars on the enjoyability scale.
Whatever you can imagine, I can create.
Let's party.
Ah, yeah!
Nice choice.
I just want to...
Whoa! That's my thoughts on the new Blue Beetle. What did you think? HeelTreviewsPodcast@gmail.com. You can let me know there. Until next time, this is David of the Heel Treviews Podcast signing out. Bye-bye, guys.